Hi and welcome back. My name is Rabbi Avi Heller and together we are learning Masechet Megillah. This series of recordings is a joint project of the OU Department of Synagogue Services, OU Torah, and the Daf HaShavua Foundation. We are at the top of Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, 21a, and this is our very last recording of the second chapter of Megillah. We're about to finish the second chapter. We're going to start on the top line of 21a. We are continuing a series of proof texts that the Gemara is bringing to show that a specific group of 21 mitzvot have to be done in the daytime and that they can be done during the entirety of the day. So we are up to Vila Arifat Ha'egla, to the procedure of Egla Arufa, which is done when there was a murder that happened between two cities and we weren't sure which city was responsible for the security to protect innocent people there. And so they do a procedure in which the elders of both city come and they do a whole procedure where they kill an egel and say that they are, you know, that they are sorry that innocent blood has been spilled between their two cities. So this procedure, how do we know that it has to be done during the day? Amrei debei Rabbi Yanai, it was said in the academy of Rabbi Yanai, kapara k'tiv. Part of one of the words used to describe what's happening in this procedure is that they have to achieve kapara, atonement. And as we learned in our previous recording related to Yom HaKippurim, that we learned from a gzera shava of kapara, that kapara must be done during the day. So he says, kikadshim, just like we learned with the kadshim, we know that also this instance of kapara must be done during the day. Okay, the next one at the two diamond dots on the third line, ula taharat mitzora, the purification procedure for a mitzora on the eighth day after they are diagnosed by the kohen. Dichtiv, as it is written, zot tihiyat torat ha-mitzora, this is the procedure for purifying a mitzora, biyom taharato, on the day of his purity. So again, the word yom is used, so that's how we know that it's a yom. Okay, now we move on to the second part of the Mishnah. We're five lines down from the top. Kol halayla kosher l'ktzirat ha'omer v'chule. The whole night is kosher for the cutting of the omer, etc., etc. De amar mar, as Mar said, ktzira usfira balayla, the cutting of the omer and the counting of the omer, which is a separate mitzvah, or potentially a separate mitzvah, are done at night. V'hava bayom, but the bringing of the omer offering is done the following day. Okay, ula hekter chalavim ve'evarim, and the other thing that is done all night is the burning of the limbs, the fats and the limbs on the altar, which is left overnight until they turn into ash. As it is written, dichtiv, in Vayikra, kol ha'layla ad ha'boker, that these things can be done all night until the morning. Zeha klal, continues the Mishnah, this is the general principle, davar shemitzvato bayom kosher kol hayom. A matter which is done in a mitzvah which is part of the day is kosher the whole day. Now, whenever the Mishnah mentions something like this, and it's already just mentioned 21 mitzvot that are done all day, it must have in mind at least one specific mitzvah that's not mentioned here. And that's what the Gemara wants to know about. Zeha klal la'atuye mai. When you say this is the general principle, which mitzvah are you including that's not mentioned here? La'atuye, says the Gemara, to include sidur bazichin v'siluk bazichin, the putting and removing of the bazichin, these little containers that had frankincense that were put on the showbread table. So the showbread table, the shulchan, had 12 loaves of challah, 12 loaves of chalot, matzot, on it. And in addition, you had to put two small containers of frankincense on them as well. Now those frankincense containers had to be placed and removed at different times. So the Gemara continues, Ucha Rabbi Yossi, like the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, Ditanya, as it's said in a Braita, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Silek et hayishana shacharit, you would take away the frankincense container, the bazich, in the morning, Visider et hachadasha arvit, and then you wouldn't replace it with a new one until the afternoon. So there was a gap from the morning until the afternoon, almost the whole day. Ein bekach klum. It was no big deal. It was no problem that there was a whole period of day in which there was no frankincense that was on the shulchan. Uma ani mekayem lifnei Hashem tamid, and how will I therefore establish that this is supposed to be there perpetually? It's supposed to be there tamid, all the time. Shelo yehei shulchan below lechem. That you don't have the shulchan without bread. In other words, the tmidiut, the perpetualness is related to the bread, not to the frankincense. However, the opinion of the rabbis, the chachamim, is different than Rabbi Yossi. It's not mentioned here, but the rabbis believe that as soon as you take away the old frankincense, you must replace the new frankincense. They felt that the frankincense, the levona, also had to be perpetually on the shulchan. But in this, our Mishnah says that as long as it's done during the daytime, it doesn't have to be there at every second. Okay, last piece. Davar shemitzvato b'alayla kasher kol alayla, a mitzvah which is at night can be done the whole night. La'atuye mai, what does that come to include that's not mentioned here? A very good example, one that's very relevant to us. La'atuye achilat psachim. Well, we'll see how it's relevant. It includes the eating of the Passover offering. Now, of course, we don't offer Passover offerings, but we'll see how it relates to Afikoman in a second. The eating of the Pesach, udilo k'Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. It is not like the opinion of Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. Ditanya, as we learn in a Braisa, v'achlu et ha-basar ba'layla hazeh. When it talks about eating the Karban Pesach in Shemot, it says they should eat the meat on this night. Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, n'emar kan ba'layla hazeh. Here it says balayla hazeh on this night, which makes it sound like the whole night. V'nemar lahalan, but it says later in the next perek, in Shemot Yudbet, or a few psukim later, v'avarti be'eretz Mitzrayim balayla hazeh, and I passed over the land of Egypt and this night. That was Makat Bechorot, when God killed the Egyptian firstborns. And both of them use the word balayla hazeh. Ma lahalan ad chatzot, just like this one is until Chatzot, Afkan ad Chatzot. So this one is until Chatzot, meaning we know that Hashem killed the Egyptian firstborn in the middle of the night. So therefore, when it says you should eat the meat of the Passover offering, or Belezer and Azariah says you must eat it by Chatzot. You have to eat it until the middle of the night. You don't have all night. Our Mishnah says that the mitzvah is all night. You can do it all the way until the morning. So our Mishnah disagrees with Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. So the question, and Tosfos asked this question, is how will this manifest itself in the halacha of today? So if we say that the eating of the Afikoman correlates to the eating of the Pesach, so that's why Tosfos argues that you should eat the Afikoman, you should make sure to be machmir, to eat the Afikoman by midnight, just like Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah's opinion that the Pesach should be eaten by midnight. And that's assuming that the halacha is like Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, which means that the halacha is not like our Mishnah. It also assumes that eating the Afikoman should follow the rules of eating the Pesach, which is not clear for two reasons. One is, clearly the matzah that we eat for the Afikoman is not the meat of the Karban Pesach, so it's only Zecher LeMikdash. Who says it should necessarily follow the same rules? In addition, there is such an opinion that the matzah that we have to eat on Pesach night is the matzah in Moti Matzah, not the matzah of Afikoman. So many people are machmir or stringent to try and finish their seders or eat their afikomans by chatzot, but it's not 100% clear, we'd have to study it further, whether or not it is absolutely required as a matter of halacha or not. Hadran alacha kori lemafreya, we've completed besimcha, the second chapter of Megillah. In our next recording, we'll begin with the third chapter. Have a wonderful day.